Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Yes, and I'm still so excited because we still have Don Raines from Treehouse with us today, talking about their wonderful programs to assist foster kids and helping them be successful.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us, Don. Really happy to have you here today.
Thanks for having me.
So before the break, you were talking about a couple of the programs that Treehouse promotes and runs. One is the Warehouse, which is the basically it's a store for foster kids, essentially, to have them up to date, you know, school supplies, clothing, things like that. So you have to be a foster kid to get in?
Yep.
Okay. Special access only. That's really, really cool. And as well as also talking about graduation success, so programs you've got to help, you know, help our foster kids, you know, be successful through school and, and make it to graduation, which is a challenge for everybody, but I imagine doubly difficult for a foster kid that's dealing with all these additional, you know, challenges, you know, and headwinds.
And stressors, yes.
I always say it's hard to worry about your math test if you don't know if you're going to see your mom this week.
Yeah, true. Yeah, major distractions, absolutely. A lot of things going on, potentially, in those cases.
Definitely tough.
Yeah.
What other programs do you offer?
Well, really, how Treehouse started as the heart of how we launched was our Little Wishes program, where we pay for anything school or extracurricular related. So anything, sports, music, dance, Boys and Girls Club memberships. We pay for a lot of kids to get their hair cut or their hair done. Really critical piece of self-esteem.
Right.
At school, we'll pay for anything like a field trip, a yearbook, school pictures. We love to pay for cap and gown. That's our very favorite.
Sure. Oh, yes.
Driver's ed, prom tickets, anything that helps a kid or a youth fully participate in their school or community, really, because we know that when kids are involved in things like sports, that they meet friends, they have adult mentors that really, you know.
Other kinds of coaching outside of the teaching environment.
Absolutely.
And so many of these things build the social fabric and network and challenge their brains at different levels too, because having good healthy activity, you know, learning healthy habits, all of that is really good for you. So that's and then music.
Absolutely.
You know, music and math, they've correlated that so many different times. Like, that's just a wonderful thing to be able to provide.
Well,
several times a week, I actually get to sign checks for all the things that we so musical instrument rental, ballet lessons, piano lessons,
And I think a lot of our listeners really, you know, like, we hear ads all the time around here about the not everyone can be a foster parent, but everyone can help a foster kid or child or, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm assuming that's your organization benefiting from that. I don't know if that's really the case.
Yeah, we've had a long partnership.
Okay. So very, very happy with that. So, you know, folks, keep doing that if that's one of the things you're doing. We love that. But what you're talking about right now, I think there's a lot of people who just don't think about the fact that foster kids don't normally get access to those types of things.
Absolutely.
Right? There is this assumption that, oh, well, whoever they're with is probably helping take care of that. And it's like, no, that's not what the funds for these programs typically are about, meaning the government and having the foster care system itself. It's not for the extraneous stuff, the things that we know individual families have to find the resources
well,
for.
Well, I'm guilty as charged on that. I've always made that assumption.
That's right. That's why I'm pointing
a
finger
at you. This is sort of an
eye-opener
for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were actually having this conversation over the weekend, and there's been this, you know, we had this, of course, this horrible shooting event last week. And you know, I've looked at statistics and you know, and there's lots of politics that go into this. Without getting into that, you know, the conversation was what's different today that you know, can prompt behavior activities like that? And, you know, or what's a good solution to it? And my answer to that, you know, and I really believe this, is dinner. It's dinner with your kids.
Okay, I'm so glad that you went that
family,
direction.
It's a family. No, I'm serious.
No, seriously,
about that.
I got in a huge Facebook fight with somebody just this week about this topic.
No.
I mean, because someone blamed adopted and foster kids for it, and
I really believe that. I mean, so, you know, the programs that you're talking about are those things, and I know having raised, you know, two boys, you know, during those teenage years, man, kept them as busy as I possibly could.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're involved in all types
of
activities. It was scouting. It was sports. It was, you know, weekend trips and things like that. But boy, that, you know, the whole like just dinner with your kid is really, really underrated, you
know,
right now.
There's all kinds of evidence that says that the number one thing that makes a difference in any kid's life is having one consistent adult.
Yes.
Who just says, you're important to me.
Right.
I love that's you. One of the reasons, I care about you.
Yeah. The like Big Brothers, Big Sisters program, even when someone only gets that like once a week, 1 hour, it just that consistency makes such a difference. But we want to see even more than that. That's why I love these programs, because they're getting, you know, an opportunity to get involved in something where they do get that consistency outside of, because they're not getting consistency at home.
Yep.
Right. So they need to find it somewhere. And, you know, I'm reading, I do a lot of voracious reading myself right now. I've just finished Incognito, which is about brain and brain science. I'm reading a book called Grit right now, which is, I'm a huge, huge fan of all of that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, resiliency or grit is something that you can develop.
Mm-hmm.
And so giving these kids who are already in a challenging situation an opportunity to find resiliency within themselves.
Absolutely.
And to have a, you know, not falling into that fixed mindset of like, oh gosh, this is just always the way it's going to be and it can never get any better, but to get them into a growth mindset, all these opportunities to get involved in this way.
Absolutely.
Helps them build something new and different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I find your programs so just, I'm gushing just like I did when we had Seattle Humane here, because I love animals and I love your programs. Like, I'm always like,
there's little hearts and rainbows floating above your head.
I know,
right?
I'm going to have to do I don't even do Snapchat, but I'll have to do one and put a whole bunch of filters on it or something.
So, and for those just tuning in, we have Don Raines with us. Don is the Chief Policy and Strategy Officer for Treehouse. And so, Don, we've talked about the warehouse. We've talked about Graduation Success Program, Little Wishes Program, which is awesome. You know, just helping these kids be fully integrated into the school experience. What else? I also see on your list driver's assistance.
Yeah, we actually just launched statewide a program to help youth in foster care get their driver's permits, driver's licenses. We'll pay for driver's ed, and we'll also help out with the cost of insurance, because we found that, you know, 65-68% of the average 18-year-olds will have their driver's license by the time they turn 18, but only about 3% of kids in foster care, because you can imagine all the challenges, right?
Oh, yeah.
All the costs involved. Insurance is so expensive.
Yes,
driver's ed
especially
for young
is so
people. Expensive.
Yeah.
And so we, in partnership with our good friends at the Mockingbird Society, were successful in lobbying the legislature for a little bit of help financially to make this possible. And Treehouse is now the provider of that service statewide. So we're really excited. It makes a huge difference for our young adults, our youth and young adults who are trying to get to work and school, and particularly those youth kind of in rural settings where the public transportation is not as good.
Exactly.
It's really the thing that can stand in the way of them moving forward in their lives. So,
no pun intended.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I have to ask, so Dawn, did you tell us earlier how long you've been with Treehouse?
I have been with Treehouse just about 9 years, years next month.
Okay, always in this role, or did you work your way into
this role? I've had three separate kind of C-level roles in the organization.
Okay.
I actually started as the chief development officer, so raising money in charge of fundraising and marketing, and then transitioned into a program leadership role, was chief operating officer for about 4 years, running all of the programs for kids.
Okay.
And then in the last year or so, have moved into this role.
Okay.
So a little bit of everything.
Did you help shepherd some of these programs that we're talking about right now?
Absolutely. Graduation Success is only about 5 years old. And we gave birth to this program. We implemented it. We had been experimenting with things like tutoring and some college and career planning previously. Nothing was quite working the way we wanted it to.
Right.
And so we spent about a year figuring out what was the right approach and then implementing that program. And we're super excited to say that our class of 2016 had a 5-year graduation rate, an extended graduation rate of 89%.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Higher than their
peers. That's way higher than the state averages.
That is.
Yeah, we're super, super excited.
Oh, that is fantastic. Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful to hear.
I bet there's some parents out there that are non-foster parents would love to slip some kids into the program if you're doing that well. That's really
fantastic. Well, you know, one of the other elements I didn't tell you about the program is we do this thing called student center planning, which is kind of based on this crazy idea that when kids set their own goals, they're much more motivated and likely to pursue them.
Yes.
And so our education specialists really try to find the thing that really sparks that kid's interest and passion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that might be school related. It might be career related, but sometimes it's something like, I want to save enough money to buy a dirt bike, you know, or, and really the task is for the education specialist to help them map the steps to get from here to there. And then just, what are you going to do this week? You know, just, you know, do you need my help? How can we work together to make this happen?
Yeah, that sounds a lot like how I try and work in my team because, you know, the more people we bring in and we're doing a lot of training with people who are new in the industry, you know, we're doing weekly meetings as well as now we've instituted a thing called the daily huddle where we talk about, well, what'd you do yesterday? What are you doing today? How are you feeling about it? What resources do you need? Mm-hmm. Because that daily check-in can make all the difference on how quickly they're moving forward with the goals that they've got. So we do regular like goal setting and everything else, but then you got to check in and be like, are you doing the things to get there? So that's fantastic. That also helps build all of that resiliency and getting a mindset for these to be really employable children once they get out of the system, right? Yep. And once they're into the regular world, because that's what, you know, there's another book called Humans Are Underrated. And that ability to bring value of that type into an organization, no matter what kind of organization it is so key. So it's just wonderful to hear what you guys are implementing. But, you know, to get to some of this, you have to lobby a lot, right?
Yep.
There's a whole lot of legislative actions that have to get there because you've already mentioned you had to do that to get some of these programs in place. I'd like to make sure that when we get into the next segment, which is our last segment, so we got a lot to cover still, that we start talking about that. So do you have to be in that policy or down in the lobbying?
Yeah.
Or, okay, so that's under your plate too.
Yep.
Or on your plate, I should say, not under. That's messy. But
we found that we could work long and hard doing great programs that make a difference in the individual lives of kids. But if we didn't actually address some of the systems level issues, we might not make all the difference that we want to.
Okay.
Well, stay tuned. We have more with Don Raines, Chief Policy and Strategy Officer for Treehouse, talking about all the good work they do in our local communities for foster kids. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to Open House with Team Reba.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.